All right, good afternoon, and welcome aboard. It's Wednesday, so there's a little light at the end of the tunnel as we plot our way through the week, and it's going to be probably a busy first hour or so of the program today. I think the Prowlers are coming. Not really sure.
We hope.
It's a Wednesday, and that's their day, and on Monday they said they were coming. And so we'll see how that goes. In the meantime, John Epley and Jake Hager are here, and they're going to talk about something that I'm not very good at, and that's skateboarding. You guys have got something going on this weekend. By the way, this is all premised by the fact that the Prowlers' home opener is Friday night, and they're also home on Saturday night against Columbus. And you guys have, a fundraiser going here because you're trying to raise money to redo the skate park.
Yes, yeah, so the Port Huron has won a $250,000 matching grant to build a skate park. And so we've been doing a bunch of different fundraisers throughout the year. And we're always good friends with the Prowlers, so we try to do as much as we can with them. And so Joe has been nice enough to let us come out on opening weekend on Friday and Saturday night. We'll have a booth there kind of explaining about the project. We'll be doing 50-50 tickets. With the proceeds being donated to the skate park, and we'll be doing a lot of other things to promote the park.
And you're just doing this so that you can get all the skateboarders out of your parking lot, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we all love to see them skate, but maybe when it destroys our stuff, it's not our favorite thing. So if we can get them a nice spot to go and make everyone happy.
Where is this the park actually going to be at?
It's going to be an Optimus Skate Park. It's going to be rebuilt where it's at. It's going to be larger, and it's going to be a poured concrete park as opposed to a slab of concrete with prefab ramps. It's going to be a one-piece poured concrete skate park.
I just needed to take one look at Jake, and you skateboard, don't you?
No, I ride bikes. I do not go to skateboarding.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? So you're just into the bikes. Well, yep. You can bike BMX, over there, can't you?
BMX riding, yeah. So definitely, it's like skateboarding, except you can go a whole lot faster on the bike.
Well, what's the tie-in with Tony Hawk? Jason set this all up, and he came in and he started rambling on, and he likes to name drop. So he said the Tony Hawk Foundation or something is involved in this in some way.
The Tony Hawk Foundation is a foundation started by Tony Hawk to help fund and then help facilitate the creation of local community skate parks. So not only are they donating the money, throughout the years they've developed a bunch of different skate parks in different communities, and they've learned how to work with local governments and how to make skate parks successful and the proper process of doing that. So they've been real helpful of, of course, not only donating a matching grant of $250,000, but every step of the way making sure that we are successful in how we go about raising the money and how we design the park with the community and everything like that.
Now I want to get back to the BMX stuff, because what gets you started in that? What drew you to that, and why do you enjoy it so much?
It's easier than riding a skateboard, but that's just all my friends hung out at like the skate park and stuff, so I just picked up one of the easiest ones. Well, there's scootering now, which is a bit easier, but yeah, just the environment I was around.
Okay, I can't see doing all the tricks on a scooter.
I
can't see doing the tricks, period.
But
how long you been doing it for?
Probably 7 years. Seriously, for 7 years, I've been riding bikes my whole life.
What's the worst you've ever cracked yourself up? Because,
like, injury wise,
yeah, oh yeah,
it's gotta be a few.
I couldn't name.
What haven't you broken?
Well, there's a lot of stuff I haven't broken, but like my knee injuries are the worst, probably. Just like tearing my PCL and stuff like that.
But you still get right back up and go again, won't you?
Yeah, I wouldn't say right back up, but like 6 weeks, yeah.
6 weeks. No problem. Just rub some dirt on it.
All
and
his best
going.
Falls are on his Instagram anyways, so.
All right. John's been in a couple of times because Hockeyville USA is one of your passions, trying to get stuff done for McMorrin, now a skate park. But I want to hear about the Rubik's Cube thing, because you're in here twirling this thing around, and somebody said you actually go to conventions.
Yeah, I travel across the country and to go to different Rubik's Cube competitions. It's speed cubing is what it's called. So what you do is you take a cube, it's scrambled, and you try to figure out the fastest way to solve it. And so everyone gets the same five scrambles, and they average out your three best three middle times. And the fastest average wins. And so I practice and I get to travel around and go to different competitions and compete in that.
And you can do it, huh?
Yeah, I can do it. I average about 12 seconds. I've hosted a competition here at McMorrin as well, which was a lot of fun. I think we had about 80 competitors. And of course, all the competitors are younger, so they usually have their parents. And so it's quite a packed room down there. So that was a lot of fun. I hope to bring more here and not just have it in the wedding memorial room downstairs, but maybe bring it to the full auditorium and do some larger events here in McMorrin, because we really do have some beautiful facilities to bring people into.
All right. Cool stuff. Well, I was kind of hoping that the Prowlers would join us for this, but remind everybody again, Friday and Saturday, you'll have the booth set up for the games.
Yes. Yeah.
We'll also be handing out some flyers and stuff too as people are walking in, which will have more information about one of the upcoming events we're doing at Wings Etc.
Wings Etc. has been an awesome sponsor, and they're going to be we're going to be hosting a dinner at Wings Etc. where a portion of the revenue that they get from the food and drinks goes to the skate park, but also they're going to be hopefully that night presenting a check as well for the skate park.
All right, and can they come over to Alpine Cycle and see you if they...
Anytime, they can stop in, learn more about it. We always are looking for people that want to get involved or that want to help, or businesses that might want to donate, or kids that might want to just get involved with a project and learn about how they can get involved with upcoming events, because you know, it's not just a fundraiser where we're looking to raise money. This is something that's going to create a skate park. It's going to create a new community, and we want lots of excited people to be a part of that. So even if... you know, there's no way you could contribute money to the funds. We'd love to have people that want to start using the park and they want to have their input on what they want at the park and that might want to start clubs there. And just we'd love to have hear what people want to have happen and see how we can make that happen.
Yeah, okay. We can always use the help for sure.
Perfect. Did we miss anything?
That's the gist of it. We'll be handing out those flyers there that night. We're going to be having another fundraiser there. At Wings Etc. at the end of the month, but this is our last chance to raise money. We're going to be at the end of December. It's going to be our, when the doubling ends. So we've been raising money all year round, but this is really the last chance for people to step up and to have what their money matter. So if you know anyone that's been on the fence, or you know any businesses that might be interested, this is kind of our last chance to make the money happen. And then after that, we'll have our skate park and we'll have it for years. So,
all right. Cool biz, guys. Thanks for stopping by,
especially
on such short notice.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We'll take a break. We'll be back with more, so stick around.